This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Everyone, welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today on the second weekend of March. And on our show this week, my first guest is my friend of 47 years. Pat Boone will be joining us. Then from Superstore and their new season, Mark McKinney and Lauren Ash. John Taffer will be here. He's, of course, the host of Bar Rescue. And Glenn Howerton and Paula Pell with their new season of AP Bio on NBC. Next hour, country legend Ron Millsap, Peter Hedges, who's a writer and director and has a new movie called Ben Is Back, comedian and now author Paula Poundstone, and Alicia Malone, host of Turner Classic Movies, talking about a new way to see movies free. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy today. Coming up, my first guest this first hour, my friend Pat Boone.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
On a day like today, we pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. And boy, I don't know where to start. I mean, that's the great voice of a man that I met back in 1972 for the first time, 47 years ago. And he's joining.
Man.
He is the full package, my friend Pat Boone. Hey, Pat, how are you?
Boy, that's a stunner. How many? 42?
47. Back in 19...
Hello, Ron. Good to talk to you.
You know,
45 years ago.
You were gracious enough, Pat, to let me be your opening act in some concerts up in Pennsylvania. You never let another male singer lead off for a male singer star.
It is unusual, yeah. But you know, I started out in high school doing a radio show in Nashville. And though I was an aspiring pop singer, I didn't dream I would actually have a career, but I was hosting a teenage talent show and introducing other singers around Nashville to come on and sing on my show. And then later on my Pat Boone Chevy show on national television in the late 50s, I would have all the other singers come on and sing with me. And, you know, I have an album album of duets with Nat King Cole, Johnny Mathis, Perry Como, Sammy Davis, Ella Fitzgerald. I just love singing with and enjoying other singers. So me with you was something that was very comfortable for me.
Well, I appreciate that, and you were terrific. I have a picture, by the way, of us backstage back then, and you looked great. I looked like Tiny Tim back in the 70s. Holy jeez, oh man.
You're an Armed Forces radio, I think, aren't you?
Yes.
And, you know, I had the number one most requested song for about 4 years in the late 50s, I'll Be Home. And it was the song that so many of our Armed Forces people were requesting on Armed Forces radio, because those who were away from home were hoping that their loved one was going to wait for them. And the ones back home were requesting the song because they wanted their loved one away from home to come home safely. So the I'll Be Home song, originally done, I think, by the Flamingos.
Yes, you're right.
And I had recorded it, and it was such a huge record for years. I still sing it in many of my shows, and I'm still doing concerts. Anybody from that era in my audience, after this many years, they're thinned out now, but they want to hear I'll Be Home.
I'll Be Home, yeah. Well, you know, your achievements and your versatility, I always said to you, you always have this unique knack of reinventing yourself and being accepted in those reinventions. I mean, recently here, the 48th Annual GMA Dove Awards on October 17th for a Lifetime Achievement Award, then the 20th anniversary of Metal Mood, No More Mr. Nice Guy. I was in the audience when you did the Jay Leno show at the MGM when you came out on that.
Were you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a shocker.
It was. In fact, it was dangerous because he had me ride somebody else's motorcycle out onto the stage, right up to the edge of the stage. And if I hadn't known how,
you'd have gone
stop and put up the kickstand and shut it off while they were playing the intro to Smoke on the Water, and I had to jump off and start singing. If I had just been flustered for a second, I could have run that motorcycle right out into the audience.
Yeah, and it would have been a great.
You were there.
I was
hit
there. It would have been a great insurance claim, Pat. I mean, I tell you.
Yeah.
Hey, Pat, tell us more about what's happening with the Gold Label Artists. I love this label. What you've done with this label is sensational.
Well, I call it the senior tour for singers, like in golf and tennis. You know, you really like to see those who've already been champions still performing in those sports. And singers, many of them still performing, but they're not in any label, including me.
Right.
So I, out of anger and opportunism, the record labels had dropped artists who had helped build those labels and had sold millions of records, but just because they weren't the current new thing, the record companies were dropping these legends. But to me, it was an opportunity to bring them together and do new albums and still reach that large audience as long as they were still performing. And so many of these artists were. So in the first 3 years of the Gold Label, we put out 26 new albums, like Jack Jones and Sha Na Na and Patti Page and Roger Williams. And then, of course, I joined in.
Sure.
The Four Freshmen and the Letterman and all these great artists who weren't on any label. The only trouble was that the company that with whom we were inventorying and manufacturing and distributing went bankrupt just as we hit our stride. Their bankruptcy tied up all of our masters and music for well over a year. And it stopped the momentum. But I'm still really proud that we put out Glenn Campbell's last album.
Right.
And I knew that would be the case, that at some point, Gold Label would be putting out the last albums by these legendary artists. So that's happened, and you go to Gold Label, Pat Boone's Gold Label on the internet, or just patboone.com, you can find out about and buy the albums. Of course, people are still buying albums, but you can also go to just the free Pat Boone app and download, and I'll sing for you 24 hours a day of my own stuff.
Wow, that's great.
Only singer that has his own free app, forming all my own records for anybody wants to list free of charge.
Let me tell you something, Pat.
That's why we do all that.
This venture and your voice and the voices of all the people you mentioned will live on long after you and I are gone, and that's what's great. Something else you're doing, and I really meant when I said reinventing yourself. I mean, because, you know, you had an R&B record out not too long ago that we talked about. Not too long ago, it was a few years ago. It seems like only yesterday. But tell us about this historic pilgrimage that you're making to the Holy Land.
Well, thanks, Ron. That's another of my lifelong, really, or at least career-long activities and priorities, and that's my association with the people of Israel. I'm Christian, but I call myself an adopted Jew because my rabbi is that carpenter's son from Nazareth. I consider myself part of the extension of Judaism. Judaism, that is Messianic Judaism, and I wrote the song, which is really considered the second Jewish national anthem, "This land is mine, God gave this land to me," the theme song from the movie Exodus. I wrote those words on the back of a Christmas card, kind of combining, didn't intend it that way, just I grabbed the first piece of white paper I could lay my hands on when the idea for the lyric coming to me turned out to be the back of a Christmas card. That card is framed and on display at Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Museum in Jerusalem, and on the wall of the Righteous Gentile, along with Oscar Schindler and Ori Ten Boom and other Christians who risked their lives to rescue Jews during the Holocaust period and from Nazi Germany. So I'm woven into the history now of the people of Israel, and I'm hosting this tour next May, May 9th through the 20th, and that incorporates May 14th, which is the actual anniversary date of the founding of the modern state of Israel, which was May 14th and 70 years ago,
right,
48.
Right.
So I'm going to be doing concerts in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, like I did last March, sold-out concerts in their big theater, but also in the Caesarea Amphitheater, the Roman Amphitheater, Caesarea, looking out on the ocean there, and we'll do a video, a TV special there, using Israeli and American artists, and featuring them, and it's going to be a big deal, and
celebrate.
Go to patboonisraeltour.com to learn all about it. Come with me.
That's what I was going to ask you. That's how we can join you with that, Pat. Go to patboone.com.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
patboonisraeltour.com, and come with me, because it's going to be a first rate. We'll have a private audience with the Prime Minister, who is a friend of mine. He calls me Speedy, because he was in college, MIT, when my record was in full bloom, and I recorded Speedy Gonzalez, which he loves. So every time I'm together with Prime Minister Netanyahu, he says, "Hello, Speedy, come on in."
That's funny. Well, you know, Pat, I know that you're on a horrendous schedule, okay? But, you know, I've only touched the tip of the iceberg. I'd love to talk to you about all the stuff you do, but every time I get you on, we really have to catch up like 10 years.
It's one of radio tours.
Yeah, I know that. But will you join us again? I had dinner one night with Debbie, Dick Van Dyke, myself, my partner, the late Ed McMahon. We had a great time. She's a darling girl. She really
is. Oh, yeah. I think it was Dick on a special with her, I believe, a TV special. But Debbie's still singing full time,
yeah,
and her kids are raised. That little girl, "If You Light Up My Life," is now a grandmother.
I know.
But she looks like her own daughter or one of her own grandkids.
Beautiful girl, beautiful.
Yeah.
Pat, will you join us again soon? I would love that.
Yeah, sure, I will.
I would love to talk to you more about all the stuff that you're doing. And, you know, between now and May, we can chat some more about the trip to the Holy Land. How about that?
We'll look for the chance, yeah.
Okay, Pat, my friend, thank you so much for joining us. Our special guest has been our longtime friend, Pat Boone. And over the years, Pat has had decades of music popularity. And back in the 50s, when people like Elvis Presley still wasn't accepted to a wide range of ages, Pat was. In fact, he did a lot of songs that were his versions of "Tutti Frutti" and "Good Golly Miss Molly" by Little Richard, and a lot of the songs by the late Fats Domino, like this.
"You made me cry when you said goodbye, ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain, ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame."
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi Today. Well, I knew the show was going to be a hit when it first came out because it just had all the ingredients and the right people for it, and that is the case. Thursday nights at 8 o'clock on NBC, it's called Superstar. Superstore. We got two superstars from Superstore joining us on the show right now, Mark McKinney and Lauren Ash. Lauren, Mark, welcome to the show, and congratulations on the success of Superstore from two superstars. You know, I got to be honest with you. When I first saw the premise, I said, this is great, but how are they going to get a bunch of episodes out of this? And you've done it. I mean, you have really captured the chaos and confusion that goes on a box store.
Yeah, I mean, there's like, I feel like there's unlimited possibilities. You know, we have such a great cast. We have such a great, you know, expanding cast. With every season, we add more, you know, characters into the mix. And yeah, it's been really fun to get to see all the different ways the different characters interact with each other, with customers.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of possibilities.
Yeah, I'm not any good in math, Ron, but I believe that if you multiply the various permutations of having seven cast characters and four support, that it's probably in the hundreds.
Probably.
Situations.
But you guys aren't strangers. You both work together. I mean, you're both from Canada, but did you not both work on Spun Out?
Yes, we did.
But not on the same day.
Not on the same day,
That's
no.
right. But actually, here's a fun fact. Mark McKinney taught me an improv workshop that he doesn't remember.
I do, because it was Bob Martin brought me
to
Second
remember.
City. Yeah.
Well, but you don't remember me.
I don't specifically remember you.
I didn't stand out.
You probably did. I remember being intimidated, because you guys were really good at improv, and I'd basically forgotten how to do it by that point.
Well, there you go. Circa 2003.
2004, 2005.
Gosh.
It was after Slings and Arrows. Sorry
to talk about this forever.
That's okay.
Would you like us to sing the Canadian National Anthem?
No, you really don't need me. I'm getting a little tear here with all this memory stuff here going on. I'm starting to get... I love these roles, okay? Now, Lauren, you are the corporate person. You're a HR manager. And, Mark, your role is a confused store manager, which I won't mention the name of the store that I go to, but it's certainly your character is there. The guy that has the bicycle and can't figure out what the price is and, you know, has to go to everybody in the world. This is done very, very well. Did you spend a lot of time in a big box store just getting down these people that are so accurately portrayed by both of you?
I think, well, the character that of Glenn sort of just kind of came to me out of the blue when I read the script. And I did start hanging around big box stores a bit after... I knew that I was going to be doing this. And, like you, I found a guy, like, right around the corner from where we're speaking to you from, a manager of a grocery store, who is totally 100% Glenn. Cheery and really super helpful and maybe not that on the ball.
Yeah. When I found out that both of you were being part of this show, I thought to myself, well, this has got to be a hit because of all of the background that you bring to the show. I mean, Mark, Less Than a Kid, where you won a Canadian Comedy Award for the best directing on the series, and Third Rock from the Sun on TV, and films including Saddest Music in the World, and of course your appearances on Wanted Large, and the executive producer on Picnic Face, and the very lovely Lauren, who was Comedy Central series Another Period, and ABC Super Fun Night on the film side, Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2, Scare Tactics, The Ron James Show. Unbelievable credentials that you bring to this, and as I mentioned before, both from Canada. I guess, Lauren, you won a Canadian Comedy Person of the Year award.
I was nominated. I did not win, but I was nominated three times. So I feel like if you get nominated three times, that's basically a win.
No, it is a win.
Lauren, what you got to do is just tell people you won. I mean, just
you know what? You're right. Nobody's going to fact check this.
Yeah.
And if they did, that's their fault. You
know? Exactly.
Actually,
right.
She was named Canadian Comedy Person of the Century.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there's a statue of her outside the Parliament Buildings in Ottawa.
Yep.
Improvising.
Yeah, check it out.
I think we do need a Canadian theme now, Mark. I think this is the place where we put it. This is exactly the spot where we put it. Saturday Night Live, how long were you on there, Mark?
I was there twice. I was there as an apprentice writer, my very first job, paying job anyway in show business. And then after I did a show called Kids in the Hall back in Canada, I went there as a performer for 3 years.
Is it tough to write comedy for somebody else when you are so apt at being able to do it yourself? It's like a songwriter who's got this beautiful voice. He writes a song, and then, you know, somebody like, I don't want to mention a name, but somebody that doesn't have a good voice sings it.
Yes, you've actually put your name. It was very hard to write for other people.
Yeah.
I never really got good at either being a writer or performer on SNL, but I really loved my time there.
As an HR director on the show, Lauren, do you have any HR experience? And if you don't, that probably works very, very well for the show.
Yeah, no, I actually don't have any HR experience, but I did work in a store much like Cloud9 in high school. It was called Zeller's in Belleville, Ontario, Canada. I worked in the footwear department, and then I was a cashier. So I spent three of my formative years in a store quite like this. So that definitely helped lend itself to being a part of Superstore, for sure.
I'm not sure. I think the last time we talked to the stars from the show, which was part of the first season, they actually said that the filming takes place in a store during business hours. Is that correct?
We shot the pilot in a functional Kmart in Burbank while, you know, customers were walking around, and they would ask us where stuff was. We'd have to say, oh, I'm sorry, I don't work here, I'm an actor. They would respond, it's L.A., everyone's an actor. But once we got picked up for more episodes, they did build us a store at Universal Studios on a few sound stages. Just the pilot that was shot in the functional store.
Is that not an oxymoron, a functioning Kmart?
I was going to say something, but I didn't want to get in touch with
I can say
people there. They're killers.
I can say it. You can't say it because you're promoting the show, but I can say it. Right. I can do it. It's so relatable. I think this is the success of the show. It's so relatable to find people like you in the episodes that are real-life people from the standpoint of what you see every day. Now, out of curiosity, though, did you, when you went into this, knowing that the vast experiences you've had, when you read it, and this is where I think the acting and the talent really shows. Could you see the show? I mean, could you feel it? Because a lot, I'm not like Barbara Walters asking this question, but a lot of times you know what it's like after you've seen it. A viewer say, I can relate to this, but when you're reading it, it's something entirely different. This had to be something that you actually could probably see from experience in these kind of stores.
Yeah, you know, when I read the pilot script, I immediately said, this show, I can't believe this show doesn't already exist.
Right.
It's such an easy concept to explain to people. It's such an easy concept to get on board with. And also, yeah, I totally saw what it looked like in my head. And I thought to myself, you know what? This show is going to get picked up. It's going to run for 7 seasons. And so far, I mean, we just got picked up for season 5 yesterday. So far, my premonition has been correct. And I think I'm going to see it through to the full 7.
I think I'm with Lauren. I think Lauren's right about everything.
That's nice.
Yeah. Well, I'm also doing background work for Glenn.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
You guys are great. Lauren Ash and Mark McKinney, who play, of course, Glenn and Dina on the show Superstar, Thursday nights at 8 o'clock on NBC. Guys, congratulations. I hope that you do 10 seasons. Heck with the 7 stuff, Lauren. Let's go for the
goal,
right. Okay?
You're right.
Hey, thanks for joining. You're great.
Listen to Ron.
You are great guests. Please join us again, and congratulations, and good luck on the new season.
Thank you.
Thanks, you guys. What a great couple. I mean, really. I mean, I don't know if they're a couple, but great cohorts, let's say. Lauren Ash and Mark McKinney from Superstar, Thursday nights at 8 o'clock on NBC. And we're going to pause momentarily, not long, so stick around. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Two small tornadoes touched down briefly in Arkansas nearly a week after 23 people were killed in Alabama. Meteorologist Allison Chinchar says it's important to be prepared for twisters.
If there are tornado watches issued at any point throughout the day, please make sure you have your safe plan in place. If you live in a mobile home, get out. You are safer in your car than you are in a mobile home. If you live in a mobile home, make plans ahead of time. Say perhaps with a friend that you can go stay with who lives in a non-mobile home. If that's not an option, an easy solution, head to your closest library.
Up to a foot of snow is possible in the upper Midwest and northern plains, along with blizzard conditions. Daylight savings time is upon us once again. Most Americans will spring forward, turning their clocks ahead 1 hour at 1 a.m. Arizona and Hawaii are states that opt out. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
We're live all across the USA and around the world, and our next guest has a very unique business, and he started doing this some time ago, and he's got a successful TV show on Spike TV called Bar Rescue, which is returning this weekend for its 100th episode. That's a benchmark that is very, very admirable in the television business. Joining us right now from Bar Rescue is our friend John Taffer. Hi, John. How are you?
Great. It's great to be here.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. I was mentioning to you, I saw this great interview that was on Huffington Post on the internet the other day. And boy, you know, you learn even more about you than I thought I knew. But congratulations on what you do. And for those people who have not seen Bar Rescue, you got to watch it. Turning failing pubs into popular hotspots by changing everything. You're like the Marcus Lemonis of the bar business.
Yeah, I've been doing it over 30 years, Ron. You know, Bar Rescue is dropping me in such terrible situations, such depths of failure, it's almost unimaginable. And I'm dropped in and I'm given 5 days to turn the business around. And, you know, if for me, I'm good at what I do, so fixing the business is easy. It's fixing the owners, yeah, and that's the challenge.
You had a comment on that interview that I thought was great, and that is, if you like to drink, don't buy a bar. Just put a bar in your home, okay? Yeah. If you are a businessman, that's a different story. You see, and I'm a firm believer. I've been in the broadcasting business for over 6 decades, and I'm a firm believer that when you go into business, you got to know the business, even though you're pretty proficient in what the business does, but you got to know business. And, you know, you just can't think about, hey, you know, let's go and have a good time at my bar.
Unfortunately, anybody who's ever been to a bar thinks they can run one.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Right.
It's a tough business. And you shouldn't get into it because you love bars. You should get into it because you love business.
Mm-hmm.
Or open a bar in your basement. It's a lot cheaper, as you said.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about something that always amazed me about owning a bar. And I've had several friends that have done just that, or, you know, restaurants, whatever the case may be, whenever there's liquor involved, all right? And that is controlling. I mean, when you walk away, how do you know how many shots come out of a fifth of whiskey, vodka, whatever the case may be? I had one fellow tell me one time, he watched the bartender, and he kept track, not taking all the shots out of one bar, and he kept track of it with by bending matches over in a matchbox, so he would know at the end of the day that it couldn't be traced. I mean, how do you guard against pilferage in this business?
Well, you do it as a percentage. So beverage cost is 20%. So that means of every $5 drink, I have a cost of a dollar. So at the end of any day, any week, or any month, I simply do my math. If my cost is over 20%, then somebody's stealing.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also procedures. You know, how much they pour, you can watch visually during the course of the night. Use of the cash register system is another control. But here's what people don't understand. People think bars are inherently profitable, Ron, because a drink costs about a dollar and you sell it for, let's say, $5, $6, $7, $8. Some people say, wow, this is so profitable, I'm going to open one. But you're not thinking about the labor costs, the rent, the utilities, the insurance, the phone bills, everything else that happens. At the end of the day, a bar profits about 12 cents of every dollar it takes in.
I believe that.
So if the bartender overpours just a little, steals a dollar here and there, that 12% disappears quickly, and now you're losing money.
Which is a statistic I saw, which was pretty eye-opening. 1 in 4 pubs close or change owners within the first year, and after 3 years, a staggering 3 in 5 will shutter. And that's really what you're talking about. See, I have a philosophy, John, and that philosophy is I never do business with someone who has not once had to make a payroll. If you've never made a payroll, and these politicians are good at that, okay? They're going to do this, they're going to that, and they've never made a payroll.
You read my mind.
Yeah. I mean, they're a pro at that deal. And if you haven't made a payroll, then hi, how you doing? You want to go out and see a movie together or have dinner, but I I don't want to do business with you. And that's the problem, I think, with a lot of people who want to get into this business. It's the charm of it that they don't realize there's the business end of it. So how do you take, for example, how do you take, I know you were talking about, I think it was New Orleans, and about how many restaurants and bars there are within a geographical area.
Yeah. We were talking about Bourbon Street.
Bourbon Street.
When I did Spirits on Bourbon, you know, when I came in as a consultant, I said, gee, great, I get to do a bar on Bourbon Street. This is going to be easy. And then I realized there's 57 bars on three blocks in Bourbon Street. It's the most competitive place in the world.
Yeah.
And even opening a bar on Bourbon Street is nowhere near a given success. It's tough. But you know what else is an interesting point that you make about, you know, making a paycheck? Many business consultants have never owned a business. And, you know, as a cautionary thing, I would never hire a consultant that didn't make a paycheck either.
Right.
And typically consultants that don't own businesses are theoretical but not practical.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. Now, in the broadcasting business, consultants are prevalent. And I remember working for stations where they bring in a consultant, he'd tell you what to do in this utopia situation, then leave after he talked to you for 2 weeks and came back and said, well, did you do it? Well, you know, it's like the comedian says, you know how you get $1 million? First you get $1 million. Then you, are you kidding me? Be a consultant. You got to do what you've been through. You've had more than 800 bars that you've worked with. I mean, that's a staggering number. You're not going to come back to any new business if you haven't done something good with 800 bars.
Good problem solving takes experience, too, and knowledge.
Right, right.
And, you know, ignorance is never a formula for success. That's for darn sure.
You are in the Nightclub Hall of Fame. Now, I have to be honest with you. I didn't know the nightclub business had a Hall of Fame, so I'm going to congratulate you. Sorry I didn't do that earlier. I just didn't know it existed.
There's only about 7 or 8 people in it.
Really?
And Hugh Hefner is one. I'm one. I know Michael O'Hara, who created Champions, is one. And there's only about 8 of us in it, so it's a real honor because it was designated by my peers.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So, you know, the greatest awards of all, and I'm sure you agree in your business, are the ones we get from our peers.
Yeah, you can fake the other people. It's the people in the business you can't fake. You've changed everything. We're not just talking about liquor here. When you go in, you look at the food, you look at the music, you look at the employees, you look at the employees' customer relationships. I mean, and sometimes you got to tell the owners, managers, back off. When you go in, for example, let's take the music because I'm in the music business. When you go in and you see something that isn't applicable to the aura of the place, what do you do?
I change it. I change it quickly. And you'll find this interesting. I own the only patent ever issued by the federal government for the management of music in a hospitality property to achieve a desired ambiance.
Really?
I'm a nutcase when it comes to music. Because music is a defining element to a bar.
Right.
It gives it personality. It gives it character. So if a beats per minute cycle of music is too low, too long, it's boring, you leave. If beats per minute are too high, too long, you get fried, you get exhausted, and you leave. So there's beats per minute curves in bars to define energy but don't burn you out. There's music mixes of music type with weaves of different years and different formats and different vocal styles. Music programming and music management is an art to itself.
You know, I got to tell you something, John. You and I would be great in business together. For many years, and still do, I have a concert band, orchestra, that I tour with, in addition to being in the broadcasting business. And when I started that many, many years ago, people would say to me, why are you mixing this music? Why are you not doing this type of era, why are you doing this? And I said, I use the same formula that I used when I was a disc jockey and when I owned radio stations, and that is taking you from highs to low and not keeping you on one too long. And that's what you're talking about. I mean, you're talking about matching the music with the mood of the customer.
Oh, certainly. And if I nail it, I'll play that song you heard when you got your first kiss.
Right. Right, right.
And it gets emotional because the fact of the matter is, and you'll like this, Ron, we don't play music. We play reactions. We achieve it through music.
That's exactly right. And when I'm on stage and I look at that audience and I see the reaction, then I know I'm on the target. I may not be doing the song right, and it might not be the right song, but I know I'm on the target. And you talk about that first kiss. The other great music is the one where your girlfriend told you to hit the bricks. You'll remember that one, too.
Absolutely. The heartbreaker.
The heartbreaker. That's the one. Now, are you going to come down to Orlando and fix a bar? Because I got about 9 I want you to look at.
I'll tell you what, I'm down here in a few months. There's a lot of bars in Orlando, and there's a lot of tourists looking to have fun. So it's a great market, and I got a feeling a few of them could use some help.
Well, John, when you come down, please make it a point to look us up. I'd love to get together with you, break bread, and have you on the show again.
Look forward to it, my friend.
And, John, congratulations on the 100th episode coming up Sunday on Spike TV, a bar rescue great show by a real talented man, John Taffer. John, thank you for joining us. I look forward to seeing you, and come back soon.
Will do. Thanks.
Thanks, John. What an interesting fellow. And I got to be honest, right on the money he is with the music, the ideas, and the way to really confront the tremendous challenge that you have when you open a bar. You think it looks easy. Boom. Boy, it isn't. And there's more to come live with Ron Sedgie today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. Well, I remember, because I am such a quick mind, that last year we spoke to one of our two guests that are coming up, talking about a new show that was coming up on NBC, which is entitled AP Bio. And now here we are, the next year, their second season, and we've added another star to our lineup. Joining us right now from that show in the second season is Glenn Howerton and Paula Pell. Hi, Paula. Hi, Glenn. How are you? Welcome back, and congratulations.
Thank you. We're so excited that the second season is coming out.
Yeah, very excited.
Glenn, you were with us in the first year, and we talked about it. And here you are now, as I alluded to earlier, back with season number two. And Paula, now you were kind of a guest starred last year, but now you are part of the regular cast this season as the, administrative assistant, you would call it, in the principal's office, played by Patton Oswalt.
Yes, I kind of follow Patton Oswalt around, kind of like a little pilot fish, and emotional pilot fish, and kind of help boost him up because he's a tender soul, and I'm the apex of,
she's like the cheerleader of the school.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, not, you know, not the football team.
School spirit with legs.
Yeah, walking school spirit with legs.
There you go. Can't beat it. Paula, of course, you're a writer, actress, producer, and Saturday Night Live, Inside Out, 30 Rock. And Glenn, you know, you certainly have bring a lot to the show, too, with the television hits The Mindy Project, Fargo, Showtime's House of Lies, on the big screen with Everything Must Go, Crank and Crank High Voltage, and All the Wilderness. But this role that you play, Jack Griffin, is a Harvard philosophy scholar who has become disgraced, loses out on this great job, and you return to the education capital of the world, Toledo, Ohio, to teach advanced placement biology, but you are really bent out of shape. First of all, why did the character become disgraced at this dream job that he had after, you know, going to Harvard?
What happened was he was going for tenure, and the dean of denied him that, and may or may not have, or rather he did, get into a fistfight with that man, who was 85 years old.
Oh, sure.
I mean, we weren't there. We don't know.
We don't know.
The
word
on the street was that.
Yeah.
He beat up an old man.
But no, he got in a fight with an 85-year-old man. Lost the fight. It got videotaped. or rather, digitally recorded on someone's iPhone, posted on YouTube. He was humiliated, fired, lost all of his money, and yeah, he's got his tail between his legs, and he's not happy about it, because, you know, pretty high on himself for a while, and he still is. He just doesn't have the life back up his ego.
He's clawing his way back. Really fun to watch a bunch of young people beg their teacher to teach them, and him deny them. It's a great formula for some really funny scenes.
You're exactly right, Paula. You don't see a teacher being begged to teach. You know, normally if a teacher is not really good at their job, the students are, like, celebrating every day. And these students are kind of advanced students, too. I mean, this isn't a class of a bunch of screwballs.
No, these are smart kids, and he realizes that, and he's like, ooh, I can use this.
Yeah, and so they're already probably applying way too early for colleges and obsessing about their grades and... So, you know, some of the stuff they're asked to do by him are...
teaching them life lessons, in a way. So he's, you know, they're learning some... he doesn't treat them like kids.
You know, it's funny because I think of times a lot of shows become successful because of the empathy they have with the viewing audience. For example, I could never understand Dallas because nobody, you know, lives in this big house and drives, you know, brand new Mercedes every single day and owns an oil field. Though the show was one of those shows that, you know, you kind of aspire to, like, living like that. A show like this really and truly probably has an enormous amount of empathy with the viewers because somewhere along the line, they've had a teacher like you.
Yeah. Can I say something funny?
Sure.
My mom still watches reruns of Dallas and Falcon Crest.
I love those shows.
And she said, and I said, Mom, why do you still watch that show? She's like, I like their hair. And I'm like, that's why you watch this. She's like, I just like looking at their hair. I'm like, what are you talking about? That's amazing.
Hair appointment television.
But I like, but Paula has great hair, and I like to think my hair's okay. And so there's a lot of great hair on the show, too. So
there is.
So this isn't just, you know, for a younger audience. This is for the moms and dads out there who just like to watch shows because of the people's hair.
And occasionally help wears an evening gown with big shoulder pads. Has a fight with young college.
Maybe they're going to have bell bottoms and a jumpsuit, too, slashed down to the belly button. If that happens, man, I'll be watching every week. That's my era, you know. Why Toledo, Ohio? Why did you pick Toledo?
Well, we didn't pick. Mike O'Brien is from Toledo, Ohio. He's the show's creator. So, you know, this is his way of, I think in a way, probably feeling like, because he himself, you know, got out. You know, I think there's a lot of people who if they don't appreciate the town that they're in, you know, they're like, I got to get out of here. And so he went to New York and became a writer on SNL and has, you know, forged a really great career for himself. And I think this is his sort of like personal nightmare scenario. What if I had to eat crow and move back to my hometown? You know, it sounds like a diss on Toledo, but it's actually quite a bit of a love letter to Toledo.
It's such a love letter. So
it really
many specific
is.
Toledo things I didn't know. And I grew up in Illinois, so it's, you know, the whole Midwest, similar threads in there. And yeah, and some of the characters he writes are so funny.
Yeah, and it's kind of a little bit of a man learning, you know, he'll never admit it, but learning to appreciate where he came from.
Here you go, Paula. You're talking about Illinois. You're from Joliet, Illinois. You have
yes.
Mike O'Brien, who, along with Seth Meyers and Lorne Michaels, are the executive producers. Mike was born in Toledo. Then we have Glenn, who was born in Japan.
Yeah, I was born in Japan. My dad was in the Air Force.
Yeah.
So I was born in Japan, but I was born on an Air Force base, so I think technically, that's considered American soil.
Yes, it is.
I don't know exactly how that works. I think I'm an American citizen.
Oh, don't say that. Don't say that, because if you say that, you'll have every Hollywood starlet and actor saying, well, what should we do with this guy? Yeah, they're so worried about what to do with the alien. So just say you're an American citizen, Glenn, and leave it at that, because we don't want you to see anywhere else on television but where you are right now.
I see an ice agent popping his head in the door right now. It's okay, man. Hey, I'm a U.S. citizen. That was just a joke.
Don't worry about it. Again, congratulations, Paula and Glenn, on the second season. Thursday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central time on NBC, the second season of AP Bio, again on NBC.
That's right. Thank you for having us.
Well, let me tell you something. Now that you are in the second season, don't wait till the third season to come back. Come back and visit with us before that, all right?
I love it. Do this whenever you want.
Okay, that sounds good. You don't hear that very often. Thank you very much.
Before that, we'll come back.
Well, cool. That's good. Let me mark that down. For this afternoon. Okay, got it. Paula Pell and Glenn Howerton from AP Bio on NBC. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Want to remind everybody to check into our website, which is ronsegi.com. That's ronsegi.com. When you get to that home page, you will see a giant icon that says Listen Live. And if you hit that, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. Also, check out our other website, Segi Sings, SEGGISINGS, and you'll learn more about our musical concert tour with my 15-piece orchestra. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
veggies in a capsule.
I believe that your company has the answer, because I've been through cancer treatment and knowing what it does to the body, and oh my, you know, if that's all that medical science has to offer, there must be a better way. And I think the better way is knowing what to eat and getting it. I do notice that I have less inflammation. I feel like when I'm taking Balance of Nature, I'm getting fruits and vegetables more than what I would ordinarily get. I like when I open up the bottles, you can really smell the fruits and vegetables. I mean, I know I'm getting fruits and vegetables.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
That's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Sedgy Today on the second weekend of March. I want to thank my guest this first hour for being part of the show, my longtime friend, music legend Pat Boone, Mark McKinney, and Lauren Ash from Superstore on NBC, John Taffer, the host of Bar Rescue, and Glenn Howerton and Paul Appel talking about their new season of NBC's AP Bio. Next hour, country legend Ronnie Millsap will be here. Writer-director Peter Hedges will join us. Comedian Paula Poundstone, and the host of Turner Classic Movies, Alicia Malone. And that's all coming up next hour, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy Today. We're going to pause for a second. When we come back, my first guest, the second hour, country legend, Ronnie Millsap.